This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the last 40 minutes or so, I covered news the first 20. I've been getting into LiberShield, InfoWars Live, how we fund ourselves here. We're not like NPR that takes taxpayer money and then begs for money every week. We just promote products that are high quality. Leanne McAdoo's here with us. Coming up, Jim Mars will be in studio to cover a bunch of world events, the political realignments, what's happening with the debt limit being raised basically to an unlimited level, and so much more. But in this last 5 minutes, shifting gears back into news, Dr. Group, just the state of the world, what do you make of Vladimir Putin coming out and saying carbon taxes, man-made climate change is a eugenics fraud meant to enslave humanity, and it is a weapon system against humans? What do you make of that type of game-changing statement? And I want to get Leanne's take.
I think exactly that it's game-changing. I mean, I give him a round of applause. I mean, that alone is hopefully is going to wake up a lot of people. We need more world leaders coming forward and actually stepping up to the plate and not hiding behind their shells and not being in a fearful state that they can't say anything because they're scared that we're going to attack them or cut trade with them or something like that. So way to go, Putin, for doing that. I mean, that's great.
What else are you looking at right now? What else is front and center for you politically?
Well, politically right now, pretty much we're just trying to let people know that they need to take care of their children, especially over Halloween, try to get their children to avoid all the high fructose corn syrup that they're going to be eating, which is mostly made from genetically modified beets, and letting everybody know that they need to continue to cleanse over the holidays, keep a good positive attitude, try not to stress out too much. So
that's what I'm trying
really
to
just been kind of focusing on the positive. And for some reason, a lot of people are just saying, what can we do, especially, you know, with H.R. 1599, the GMO, the Dark Act. We're trying to educate people about that right now. And we just had a lot of requests lately with people coming forward and saying, you know, what can we do to improve our lives and become more positive and become more healthy? So,
well, Dr. Group, I want to salute you for developing Liver Shield and Oxy Powder, 25% off for limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you so much for all your work, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, hopefully here in studio. But I know you couldn't drive up today because of the monsoons hitting Texas. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Global Healing Center head and founder, Dr. Group, one of the main developers of our product line at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, Leanne McAdoo, speaking of our product line, it helps fund sending you and Josh Owens for 4 days up to St. Louis, your own volunteering to cover the radioactive waste dump burning. You have a lot of courage, you and Josh do. I commend you. Tell us what's coming up in an hour and 25 minutes from now. You're going to co-host with Rob Dew the last 30 minutes or so today and get into what you witnessed when you were up there in St. Louis.
Right. Well, we're going to be speaking a lot more about the company Mallinckrodt, just a little bit more of their history. I've got some documents showing where they dumped barium in the street. Oh, a half mile. Oh, my goodness. Just all sorts of...
That's the same stuff they put in the chemtrails.
Right. Exactly. It's just terrible stuff for you. And that going back to the whole global warming and all of this. So here we are at an EPA Superfund site. It leaks the leachate, you know, 10,000, 11,000 gallons of this stuff. The neighbors, what the tests that they've done, it's probably benzene as well as a lot of other contaminants. So benzene, right, this is one of the main things that they're going to tax people who have fireplaces because of the benzene that comes, you know, the carcinogen that's created. But they can dump 10,000 gallons of water that contains all this benzene that's flooding through the air.
They can do millions of times what whole neighborhoods of fireplaces do. It's just shutting down people being independent.
It's ridiculous.
And then nuclear waste is okay.
Right.
Well, you're going to be breaking it down with Rob Dew in T-minus 55 minutes. Rob Dew takes over, and Leanne's going to be with him for part of that. Great job, but I'm not. You're getting a cream puff
no more radio
story after this. Well, at least the next one. We'll send you something.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Taught a university level course on conspiracy and the JFK assassination. Number one New York Times bestselling author. His book got turned into the movie JFK. Good friend of mine, fellow Texan. He's agreed once a month to make the trek down from his rural Casbah outside Fort Worth to be with us here in the Central Texas Command Center. And he is here with us today in the third hour. The fourth hour is coming up with Rob Dew, Leanne McAdoo, and more. And then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. We don't take it for granted. So much censorship now. But 4 to 6 p.m. with the live Sunday edition, and I'll be hosting this Sunday. By the way, hey, at the bottom of the next hour before Leanne comes in. They're going at warp speed to put together a piece of satire I shot last night at my parents' 4 acres here in Austin. I don't know why I mentioned that, but it's in the woods. They've got woods here in the middle of town where I go crazy with a chainsaw. And our enemies are going to really love this and go after us. They think being real and having fun discredits people. But the Republicans standing up to the attackers in the debate a few nights ago shows that's not the case. People want folks that tell it like it is and that have a good time. That's one problem I think Rand Paul has, and I love him and I like him. He is a genteel, nice guy. I've known him for 20 years. But he's gotten even worse in the Senate with all those old guys, and he just gets off on playing the part of a Kentucky gentleman. And it just comes off like drying paint. He needs to fire people up. When you're under attack in a foxhole or, you know, at the Alamo, it's energy. We need Davy Crockett swinging a musket here and going in and, you know, lighting off the powder keg in the info war. We do not need, you know, people being, you know, calm and going quietly into the night. And I say that because I really love Rand Paul and I bring that up. But I was asking Jim Mars, what do you want to cover first? There's so much, the debates, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Syria, world government being announced by the pontiff himself. And he said, I want to know about Jade Helm. And I said, okay. And he goes, I want to know about what it really happened when we were under Jade Helm. Now, we never said Jade Helm was coming martial law. We said it was more conditioning to train to have military on the streets because the government, in the Mastering the Human Domain Jade Helm PowerPoint, said that was what it was about. And it was practicing infiltrating special forces in the towns. We knew about it because the military contacted Joe Biggs, and they were concerned. So they misrepresented the straw man. We can put up the Southern Poverty Law Center when the extreme becomes mainstreamed. Margins of the mainstream, where they show a graphic of a black boot stepping on Texas. We can scroll down and show that. And then they imply that I was saying it was the end of the world. No, I said this whole larger process is part of this. They say Common Core is meant to dumb you down. They say there's no move to get our guns in the same report. They say there's no UN treaty for Agenda 21. Well, Vladimir Putin just came out and said Agenda 21 and the whole anthropogenic climate change movement is meant to bring in world government and a taxation system to be selectively enforced against individuals, companies, and Russia. And boy, is he dead on. A major game changer there. I keep using the word game changer. Didn't used to use it a lot, but we're having a lot of game changers. And Team Liberty, Team Awakening, is making some serious gains. Doesn't mean we're winning, in my view. But before we get into Jade Helm, what is your state of the world?
Well, wait just a second. I think maybe we are winning, okay? I'm sure you've talked about the tipping point, right?
If you think we are, I want to hear it. Please tell me.
I tend to think that we are either at or very close to the tipping point. The problem is that nobody knows it because everybody watches mainstream TV, conventional radio, and they never hear the viewpoints of their own.
We all feel alone, but we're not alone.
We're not.
In fact, you're one of the few people that is on a lot of national TV shows for 20 years. I know you get recognized a lot. Are you not getting recognized more? I know I am, and it's not like, hey, I get recognized. That's a bellwether. That's a gauge on the awakening level. I'm getting mobbed everywhere now.
Hey, when you get recognized standing in at a urinal in a suburban movie house, you know you've made it, I guess, you know.
They weren't recognizing something else from somewhere? I'm sorry.
No.
Seriously. No, I'm interrupting. Jay, take over. No. Go back to you saying we're winning. I tend to agree, but I don't want to just say that because people think I'm hyping it. I think the worm is turning. I think the tide's turning. Go ahead.
The worm is definitely turning. And like I said, I really think that we're very close to the tipping point, not only in this country, but almost worldwide. People are fed up. They realize they're being manipulated. They realize there's you know, something really bad going on. I mean, think about the United States of America, North America here. We still have plenty of resources. This is a wealthy country, okay? And we have a reasonably educated workforce that really wants to work. Why are we in such economic difficulties? And the answer is, folks, because somebody wants it that way, right?
And they admit it. They write white papers admitting they want us poor.
Exactly.
Bastards.
Okay. So as more and more people wake up and say, I'm not going to bend to that. I'm not going to get on my knees and pay homage to this system of haves and have-nots. You know, I think we're kind of at that tipping point, but it's not working because they control the mass media and the people out there, especially in places. Austin's a hotbed, New York, you know, great. But what about everywhere else? They just don't hear their viewpoints or the truth and common sense being coming to them.
They're not getting validation.
No validation.
And notice when you watch CNN or MSNBC, all they keep saying is, you know, you have no validation. We're not coming for your guns. You have no validation. Obamacare is free. Don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a kook. Don't listen to Matt Drudge. This is who they're saying. They're lying to you, and you're a kook if you listen, trying to make them under peer pressure go, okay, I won't, because they're so scared. The system's scared. It wouldn't be saying that if it wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. They're on the ropes. They really are. But by the way, here's the big difference. I'm going to tell you this from me, Jim Mars, and then I'll see what Alex has to say. But don't trust me. Don't believe a word I say. Just listen to me and then go read, check for yourself.
Tell him right there, camera four.
Hey, just check. See,
you host the show. Zoom in on him right now.
See for yourself.
Garden Gnome takes over. Go ahead.
Obi-Wan can know nothing. Right here.
Obi-Wan know everything. I love that jacket. That is absolutely Mac Daddy.
Oh, well, he's
that. This guy used to party with Jack Ruby at the dollhouse, folks. He's been around the block. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Just, but hey, don't trust me. And I'm going to tell you, don't trust Alex. He'll have to speak for himself. Just listen to us, and then go check other sources, and then do a little research yourself. And if you find out that we're telling you the truth, then great. You know the same things we know, and you don't have to worry about whether you want to trust us or not.
What was the name of that topless bar you and Jack Ruby hung out at?
That was the Carousel Club.
That's right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
And it wasn't topless. It wasn't topless. This was pre-topless. In fact, this is interesting. The Colony Club and the Carousel Club, which is right next door to each other, downtown Dallas, back in the day, back in the 50s, early 60s, that was just the place to go. It was the only place, actually, that was still open after about 6 or 7 at night. And
that's the only reason you went there. It was open.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it had great entertainment. No, seriously, they did. It was more like vaudeville, okay? They had a live band. They had an announcer. They would have ventriloquist acts. They had mind reading acts. I don't know, all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, yes, in between the acts, then the strippers would come out. But they only got down to a bra and panties. And, you know, you see worse on primetime TV today.
You're not bad for doing that. We know you're red blooded. You may not be a commie. No, seriously, brother. Let's get into Jade Helm.
Okay, Jade Helm. So, all right, all this hoorah about Jade Helm, and of course they tried to tar and feather Alex, and I never heard Alex say anything other than the same thing that Governor Abbott said in Texas, which is, I think we need to just keep an eye on this, right? What are they doing, okay? I think they accomplished two things. When I say they, I'm talking about the New World Order boys, the Illuminati, the Committee of 300, whatever you want to call them.
The guys that are looking to put us over a barrel.
Exactly. The famous they. They put this Jade Helm thing in operation for two purposes. Number one, let me explain something to you, having served in military intelligence. One of the most critical things in a military operation is getting your equipment there, okay, the materials. Your soldiers, that's no problem. Soldiers can walk themselves onto planes and ships or trains. You can get them there. But the equipment, that is the real problem in any kind of logistical issue dealing with the military. So if they, and especially if they can pre-position materials, okay? An example, the reason that Field Marshal Rommel in North Africa, was able to just take the Afrika Corps and sweep across North Africa in a matter of weeks, okay, was because he had pre-positioned supplies, ammunition, food, and weaponry all along the way. So when he didn't overextend his supply lines, he'd get somewhere and they'd have all the stuff ready to go.
That's the Desert Fox.
That's the Desert Fox. Now, the way that relates to Jade Helm is, we all remember the photos and the films and the cell camera videos and Alex talking about the movement of equipment across the country. Trains were photographed.
We know this was part of a larger deployment operation.
And they said so.
They admit they're caching armored vehicles, tanks, weapons, food, everywhere.
Right. So now they've moved them in to positions all around the country. And then Jade Helm, on the other hand, also was a tactical exercise to see what the reaction would be from the American people as to when if they wanted to impose martial law.
And they saw what it was. We got upset.
And since they had a fallback position, they said, oh, well, it was just an exercise.
And that was the PSYOP loaded on top of the test, was then to demonize the enemy in a counter operation.
Well, and, of course, now they can turn around to all the people who were warning and cautioning about Jade Helm and say,
stay there.
Devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Great discussions during the breaks, and I want to recap it all. You got cut off at the break. You were finishing up with Jade Helm, what its three-pronged attack was, Then you were bringing up Vladimir Putin. Then you brought up Germany during the break. Jim Mars, best-selling author, is here with us in studio. Please continue, Jim.
Well, there's so much to talk about and so many places to go. I think the encouraging thing, and I think maybe the thing your listeners most want to hear is going back to where we're saying there is such dramatic changes taking place in the world today. And we don't always get the proper slant of it. And again, back to the point that we may even have enough people in this country today who are well-intentioned and have a foot in common sense and would like to get this country back on an even keel. But the problem is there's no tipping point because they don't realize that there's other people who think like them, because you never hear these things in the conventional mass media. Only people like Alex and some others try to bring you the real news. For example, the whole thing going on in the Ukraine. A lot of people don't really understand that. It's, oh, Russia's making a bad move, and oh, because we're getting all this anti-Russian propaganda. But if you back off and look at it, essentially what happened would be like if we sent the CIA, the Russians, say, to take their intelligence service and come over here to Texas and get a bunch of Texans riled up about let's secede from the Union. And I think we all know that's kind of actually happening anyway. And then Texas does say, we want to secede. And then the United States said, you know, say, look, you can't do that. And they would come and try to stop us, right? Well, it's the same thing over there. We set up this separatist movement. We armed them. We egged them on. And now when Russia says, you've always been a part of Russia, you can't do this, now all of a sudden we're turning them into the aggressors.
And the people that run our country are running hundreds of groups inside Russia trying to overthrow it. I mean, super aggressive.
Right.
So Russia's not starting the fight here. And now look at the immigrant waves and the open borders and what's happening to Europe. You made the comment during the break that, quote, Germany's being destroyed. I went horseback riding with some folks, and some of them were from Bavaria, Germany. They spoke really good English. And they were saying that Germany basically is gone already, and that the socialists are breaking its back on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And after they make it work there and in the rest of Europe, then they'll double down over here. Although they've made pretty good headway.
Why does the left love radical Islam so much?
No. The left loves socialism, okay, at which the radical form was communism, all right? But socialism, the reason that the New World Order wants to have socialism is because on any social program, okay, no matter how benevolent it is, to be truly effective, you've got to have central authority, okay, so that it all happens efficiently and effectively. And once you've got that central authority, then the rich 1%, they can buy it up and they can take over the world.
It's easy to take over a central system. I totally agree. And Carol Quigley wrote a book about that, admitting it, Tragedy and Hope. Why are the socialists so allied with radical Islam? We were against the Iraq war. We were against all this. We're not anti-Islam ourselves. We know there's non-radical forms of it. Why is the West funding radical Islam and now shipping them into Europe?
Ab ordo chaos. Okay.
That's right. Order out of chaos.
Order out of chaos. Okay. Well, before you can bring order out of chaos, first you have to create chaos. So they go into countries like the United States that at one point was pretty homogenous, even though it was a country of immigrants. People came from every country in the world, all over the world. They came here
and they came together. They had some problems, but they didn't get stirred up against each other.
Well, what did they do first? They learned English.
Yeah, they wanted to be Americans.
And then they learned American history. And then they learned our laws and our constitution. And then they would go and stand in long lines and take lessons.
And that's because we whooped the butt of the biggest empire. We had the lowest taxes. We weren't perfect, but you could be left alone. And whether it was people from Japan or Italy, they wanted to get out of the caste system where you couldn't move above your group you were born in. That's what America was about, was a level playing field.
Exactly. And we've probably never actually had that in reality, but we've come close, and at least we paid lip service.
And globalism is the opposite.
And so they came in, they had to break that up. They had to break it up, keep us conflicted and fighting with each other all the time so that they can advance their agendas, right?
Beautifully said. We're going to have a long 18-minute segment coming up. You could always cover 1,000 things. I'm seeing if Dude wants you to co-host with him for 30 minutes the next hour before Leanne comes in. But what else do you want to cover? When we come back, Like last time, I think I'm going to get my lunch out because I forgot to eat breakfast. I think I'm going to enter and eat lunch and just give you the floor for about 15 minutes to host. What do you think?
Well, what do we want to do? I would like to explain how that Russia, our supposedly this big aggressive force, actually voluntarily pulled their troops out of Eastern Europe.
Well, let's talk about how we broke the deal with Russia. Absolutely. And then with the China situation, I think that's a little more ambiguous. And we'll talk about domestic issues, where Jim Mars thinks things are going. The report from Mars, straight ahead. And we'll give you his website. Get ready for that.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is that George Soros?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ISIS says they're planning a mass casualty terror attack in the UK or in Europe. No kidding, the West is bringing them in. We've got, after promising no boots on the ground in Syria, Obama deploys boots on the ground. He's broken all other promises. Why would he be any different? This is our future. Germany may soon have 8 million new radical Islamists brought into the country. First it's 100,000, then 1 million, now 2 million, now 3 million. They're like, oh, 8 million. Radioactive materials confirmed in St. Louis groundwater. Leanne McAdoo reported from the ground. That report's up there. Also, the writer behind the Cuckold Fetish movie joked about turning Nickelodeon into the Kink Network. And then it turns out we've got Rob Dew coming in the next hour to show the images and talk about it for radio listeners. They're actually doing it to the kids. I mean, they're showing it just bizarre behavior, subliminals, you name it. So they're hiring porn directors now to run Nickelodeon. And like Mars was saying in the break, we're libertarians. We're not saying what you do in your living room or your bedroom. This is our kids, though. This is perverted. This is trying to wreck their innocence. China warns U.S. against minor incidents that could spark war. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Spread those stories around. Now, coming up, we're going to break stuff down for about 10 minutes. You're going to be co-hosting 30 minutes the next hour with Rob Dew. Then Leanne McAdoo comes in. But in about 10 minutes, I'm going to air a piece. This is from the Associated Press. I'm not joking. In fact, I didn't have it in my stack. They're going to bring it back into me. Where the Department of Energy said, let's restrict pumpkins, you know, let's destroy pumpkins, let's smash pumpkins, was a stunt they pulled because plants also put off carbon dioxide, not just oxygen. They're part of the carbon cycle. So now it's those nasty grass, nasty trees. So I did a little satire piece for Halloween with this where I go ahead and take what they're saying to the next level. So here's the headline, Washington Times, Energy Department smashes pumpkins for causing climate change. Don't comment yet. I want your comment before we play this piece. But Jim Mars, you wanted to talk about Putin and Russia before we get into other issues. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just simply wanting to point out that, I grew up most of my life being told the Russians were our enemies and they were trying to conquer the world, everything else. But, you know, all you got to do is stop and look at it. After the collapse of communism, there were Russian troops in all of Eastern Europe, Poland, Czechoslovakia, all through there, Bulgaria. And the Russians said, okay, communism collapsed. You guys outspent us. Let's just call it quits and we'll just have peace. And if you will promise you will not enlarge and add to your NATO military base.
Don't encroach on our borders.
Don't encroach on our borders. We will pull our troops out. We said, okay, we made the agreement. And they nobody pushed the Russians out of Eastern Europe. They voluntarily left, okay? And what have we done? Ringed Russia with NATO bases. Now we're even trying, there's a move.
And we're trying to reinstate basically liberal Soros-based Democratic Party communism inside Russia. I mean, it's so sick, and a weird Nazi collaborator like Soros is running around running all this, putting neo-Nazis in charge of Ukraine. I mean, we don't have a Russian problem. We have a communist problem, and that problem is back here in America now.
Well, it's not even Russia or communists or here in America.
Globalist.
It's the globalists. It's the globalists who founded communism, okay? Woodrow Wilson once said that the bulk of the money that went to Russia during the revolution did not go to the white Russians or the Kerensky government. It went to the communists. We created the Bolsheviks in Russia. And then when they kind of got out of hand, they had to go and create national socialism in Germany to try to put a stop to the spread of communism.
And by the way, in mainline history, when you read deeper and you're a historian, you're taught at university level, they admit the West funded the Nazis to counter the communists.
Oh, yeah. This is not some conspiracy theory. In fact, one of the largest contributors to Hitler in the 1930s was National City Bank here in the United States.
By the way, you wrote a New York Times bestseller 2 years ago about this. Give them the name.
Oh, yeah, The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
Yes.
Yeah, read that. And you'll find that John J. McCloy was head of National City Bank in the 30s and the largest lender of money to Hitler and the Nazis. And then, ironically, at the end of the war, he was made the High Commissioner of Germany.
Oh.
And he passed all these Nazis over here into the United States where his protege, Alan Dulles, was heading the CIA and whitewashed their pro-Nazi backgrounds. Changed them to, no, they were not Nazis. And this is where Operation Paperclip came in. And we got all these Nazi scientists and military strategists.
36,000.
Mind control experts. Okay, they all came over here and they were all rolled within our military industrial complex. And this gave rise to the military state, the empire that we have today. And in fact, I have determined that here back during the Bush administration, when they were talking about his neocons, the neoconservatives, that was just kind of a more modern, polite term for national socialists, because that's what they were.
And what you just said is key. A bunch of the neocons were Jewish and had been Trotskyites, but at the University of Chicago, they followed one of the sheep-dipped Nazis who was the head of the program there, Strauss, and so they were actually communists that then adopted a fascist model, and they lobby for a fascist model.
Well, what they did was turn them from communist socialism to national socialism.
Yes.
Socialism.
Exactly, but with a fascist flavor.
Right. Well, the term fascist, let's look at the term fascism. Basically it means the combination of state and corporate power. But what's interesting, Alex, is that that term came from the World War II dictator Benito Mussolini and his black-shirted fascistas, okay? And that's where the term fascism came from. And Mussolini himself is quoted as saying, well, fascism, it may not be the correct term. The more correct term is corporatism, ruled by the corporations. And I submit to you, isn't that pretty much what we have today?
That's exactly what they have today. Socialism for us, milking the middle class, the elites tax exempt, offshore, with a fascist pyramid on top.
Right. And destroy the middle class so that you can pit the haves against the have-nots. And then while they're fighting each other, you control.
Speaking of divide and conquer that you just mentioned, what do you make of the Black Lives Matter groups and others and the feminists saying, ban the word father and mother, he, she, boy, girl, T-O-O is hateful to women, brown bags are hateful to black people, banning cowboys and geisha girls and Native American outfits on Halloween.
Wait, how about the Texas high school band that got in trouble because they sent a fruit basket of watermelons and pineapples and bananas and something to another school band, and they said that was being racial insensitive. What do you make of that?
And the school said, we've investigated, they didn't mean it racist, but it still is. I mean, what do you think you get in a fruit basket?
Well, maybe that's when you stand up to give your marriage vows and you say, well, he says he loves you, but, we know better.
But, I mean, Melissa Harris-Perry said on Monday, did you see this on MSNBC? She said, saying someone's a hard worker is code for attacking black slaves. I mean, they're just taking the whole language and then saying it's racist.
This is PC on steroids.
By the way, let's play it because people won't believe it. Here's Melissa Harris-Perry, the one that says her kids belong to the state. Here it is.
But let's be fair. If there's somebody who is a hard worker, he goes to Washington, it's Paul Ryan. Not only works with Republicans, but Democrats. You know as well, very well that I work on the immigration issue, trying to get Republicans to support immigration reform. Paul Ryan is somebody who has supported immigration reform, has worked with somebody like Luis Gutierrez. Luis Gutierrez is very respectful, speaks highly of Paul Ryan. This is somebody who's trying to govern.
Alfonso, I feel you, but I just want to pause on one thing, because I don't disagree with you that I actually think Mr. Ryan is a great choice for this role. But I want us to be super careful when we use the language hard worker, because, I mean, I actually keep an image of folks working in cotton fields on my office wall, because it is a reminder of what hard work looks like. So I feel you that he's a hard worker. I do. But in the context of relative privilege, and I just want to point out that when you talk about work-life balance and being a hard worker, the moms who don't have health care.
We're living in idiocracy.
We are. She's making idiocracy. She knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. This is textbook right there.
Right.
Well, you saw them. They legalized last year's CIA propaganda. Now they admit they're, quote, locally manipulating our minds. Washington Post. CIA locally manipulating your mind. It's a good thing.
Oh, wait a minute. It seems like I heard you say something like that years and years ago.
Well,
we've all been saying this, but we were just conspiracy theorists.
Well, I mean, Snowden comes out and says what you were saying 30 years ago, what I was saying 20 years ago, and he's a god.
Yeah.
We're still cooks. See, when you get there way before everybody else, you don't get the brass ring. Well, I guess we kind of did.
Well, I don't know about you, Alex, but I'm a hard worker, okay? And I know I am because when I was a kid, young man, I served in a whole variety of jobs, and more than once, my coworkers would say, Jimmy, slow down. You're making us look bad.
That used to happen to me. I worked on a golf course one summer. And they finally, at the end of the summer, they said, we're glad you're gone and going to college. Right out of high school. They said, man, because they finally put me by myself. They go, fine, you want to rake 18 holes? Because they had two teams doing it. I was doing it so fast. They go, you do it so fast? They go, and actually, it was a peach of a job. I was out by myself. Right. I could slow down a little bit on the last six. You get there at like 6 in the morning. and I would rake all 18 holes, and they had four people doing it before. They were mad at me because I was making them look. Next, they go, fine, go cut sod out of this area with all these fire ants. They were mad.
By yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing more boring than just standing around. I mean, how fast your day go when you bust your butt? You know what? You're putting down black slaves saying you're a hard worker.
No, I always thought I was a hard worker.
You didn't know you were a racist, right?
I didn't know I was a racist. I didn't know it had anything to do with race. I mean, I've known lots of hard workers.
Well, it's just total mental illness. You know what? I got to go to this piece. I want to get your take on it. Jim Marsh is our guest. This is satire. I had a little bit of fun. I shot this in one take yesterday. The Department of Energy came out and said that they're smashing pumpkins in a stunt to show that pumpkins are bad and that Americans shouldn't have pumpkins for decorations or food, for that matter, because they put off carbon dioxide.
Did they bring in that band as backup, the Smashing Pumpkins?
I was about to say, Billy Corgan, I guess they're going to try to hire him. No, he's a patriot, so I guess they don't want him. But they're now usurping the word Smashing Pumpkins. Folks, I'm not joking. This is really happening. This story's not a joke either. Now wearing blackface, not wearing blackface this Halloween, North Carolina State worries you might be Hitler. Try to figure this out. But seriously, they mean it to be extreme to set the precedent that they control reality. And then we'll follow any crazy thing they say.
Against each other.
Yes, it just makes
it easy. Everybody can go, well, you know, no, this time they're really...
It makes all communication about fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Just total mind control. So Energy Department smashes pumpkins for climate change, and they go on to say that it's bad for the earth. So now plants themselves are bad. So we thought we'd take this to the next level, go to a grocery store, warn people. My cousin Buckley played a great Igor, and then he brings me the evil pumpkins to be executed. Here it is.
It's all true. The Energy Department, I have the documents here. The Energy Department says the pumpkins are causing climate change. We need to eradicate the world of these orange beasts. They're going to ruin us. We're all going to die. We're all going to die.
Oh, my God, look at these small ones. We can't let them mature. We have to get them now.
We need background checks on pumpkins.
The Energy Department says that pumpkins are evil and they're causing climate change. We need to eradicate them from the world. We need to save the universe now. We need to get rid of all these evil pumpkins. They're going to destroy humanity for the future and forever and for your children. Destroy them. We're going to smash them into oblivion so they don't exist anymore. We'll get rid of them like the dodo bird.
There's a report out today where the EPA is smashing pumpkins in a new video advertisement saying plants are bad because they increase the carbon footprint. They are now smashing pumpkins, and they're coming out and saying that sunlight is bad for the earth.
I'm bringing these to Alex. He'll know what to do. He'll know what to do with them. I'll follow any order. It doesn't matter how insane. Master, I have the enemy. I have the enemy. Oh, no. Look at these evil pumpkins. They have come from beyond to ruin the biosphere.
Good, Green Police. Good. You, working with the other politically correct people, banning the word mother and father, and banning Halloween costumes, have proven how liberal you are. Now, just relax for a moment. Don't assemble the enemy over there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not satire. The Energy Department and others have called for cutting down trees en masse, living trees, and smashing and destroying pumpkins and not letting people grow pumpkins because they put off carbon dioxide. So do your part. Anything carbon emitting, whether it's your French bulldog or your grandmother, follow the example and the orders of our loving saviors at the Department of Energy. Public education has trained you well. Look at you, a servile, mindless, unscientific idiot giving us total power over all human life, paying money directly to Al Gore, George Soros, and Barack Obama, and the climate exchanges, as well as Lord Rothschild. My minion, you understand by training people that pumpkins should be destroyed, we're training them that you will be destroyed, you worthless crap. So, without further ado, I, the noble eugenicist, will take out the enemy of the people via crossbow. Eat this, Charlie Brown, in your Halloween party. The enemy will fall. important to take out the adult carbon crypts and the adolescents. But it's the babies that can grow up and resist us. Just like at Planned Parenthood, they can also fetch a nice price for their part. China, unfortunately, just shut down our one-child policy the day the Rockefellers set up. We're having some failures. But not for long, because our work is never done. Bring in that mama right now. Good. Good. Yeah. There's always new enemies to fight. Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms. And just when they thought they were safe, I found another one. I mean, it's psychotic to say that pumpkins are evil and should be killed. This is total insanity, and that's why we're here exposing it at InfoWars.com. That's right. You see how that French Bulldog is starving, my French Bulldog captain. He totally trusts me. My mother's like, don't get the chainsaw out with the dog. And I was just going to point out they'd like to actually execute the dog as well. It's a carbon-based life form, right, Jim?
That's right. That was pretty funny. I just hope you're not selling the parts, are you?
No. Only Planned Parenthood is allowed to break the law and sell baby parts. Without a license, parts. We can't sell pumpkin parts.
Okay.
That's why they're banning lemonade stands. You can't sell lemonade or have a farmer's market, and the Amish can't, but you can sell baby parts illegally.
Right.
We'll be right back with Jim Mars.
Let's get our priorities straight.
Exactly.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth.
by the way, I shot that last night as it was getting dark, and they edited it this morning. It had some audio issues, but great job putting it out so fast. We're going to up the audio quality, add a few things to it, and then re-upload that shocking video where man with chainsaw attacks climate terrorists. So that'll be a big story today for you to get out this weekend to people to illustrate the total absurdity of all this. We're not joking. This really happened. This really went on. So great job, Buckley, Rob Dew, and the other folks in the crew that helped do that. That's why Buckley's good on air. He's a funny guy. He can do a lot of different stuff.
Oh, I just can't wait until we have to have more background checks before we can buy pumpkins.
Well, exactly. But you said during the break, this is all about population control. That's your latest book.
Yeah.
Explain how cutting off the carbon is part of the population control.
Well, carbon started, that whole thing got started under when they were pushing global warming, which you don't hear that about that much anymore because that showed that a lot of that was kind of sensationalism. But
yeah, now it's changed. I mean, there's always
climate change. Yeah, now it's climate change. But they have actually, they did away with that Chicago carbon tax thing. That's what it's all going to be. They were going to tax everybody, and then a bunch of those big wealthy people put together this carbon tax exchange in Chicago, and they were going to, of course, you know, skim off of all this carbon tax money coming in, but they couldn't quite make it work, and I think they finally had to shut that down.
Isn't that a devastating victory for humanity?
It is, actually. See, again, that's another sign that things are looking up. They weren't able to push that like they wanted to. And while we're at it, let me just quickly say something about climate change. You know, is there climate change? Yeah, of course there is. Always has been. But is it just us? You know, is it because we're driving SUVs and you know, eating pumpkin pie? No. Because here's the thing. Is that whatever's going on is solar system wide. The ice caps on Mars are diminishing, which means they're melting. The ice on some of Jupiter's moons is shown to be melting. We know that.
But I intellectually can't disagree with you, so I'm just going to call you racist.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I am.
I just won the debate.
Yeah.
I'm Melissa Harris Perry.
That's right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And how do I react to that?
You don't.
If I say no, then I'm a racist denier, right?
And that's right.
If I say I am, then I'm tarred and feathered and run out of town. This is all part of the plan, folks. Okay? Keep you off balance. Keep you fighting with your neighbors, you know. World War II, we were facing real enemies, and the President of the United States said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Let's band together and take action and clean up the mess, okay? And we did. My father, my uncles.
And now they tell us we got to be in debt and we're done.
And now they want tell us we got to be afraid every day. Terror alert, orange, you know, watch out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then fight with each other, you know, white, black, brown, yellow, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, homosexual, heterosexual.
You said driving down here that you just, my phone is off and it'll turn on with these alerts.
I had no idea it even did that. In fact, I have my new cell phone set to a very soft ring, which I don't even, and I don't give people my cell phone because I don't want to be messing with it. For one thing, when you hold that radio transmitter receiver up to your head for very long, it will scramble your brains.
Why are you being racist against the microwaves?
Now I'm being racist against microwaves. That's right. Okay. And anyway, so I'm coming down here. I'm about to doze off. And I hear this, you know, what? And it's my phone, and it says, flash flood warning, you know.
But see, that sounds reasonable, but it sets the precedent for their communications. And now in New York, they have billboards saying, report illegal guns, and you get those messages on your phone. So now they're giving us anti-liberty messages on the phones.
Right. Well, right now, it's something we can talk about, and in some instances, like the smashing the pumpkins, it's almost humorous. But, you know, as this trolls along, and people who are like 6 and 7 today, or maybe 12 or 13 and listening to you right now, are then, you know, in a few more years, they're going to think this is normal.
That's it. They're being prepared. Exactly. It's not meant for us. It's targeting young people. Fourth hour coming up. Back to Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. InfoWarsLife.com, folks. Check it out.